So just to get the ball rolling, you're originally from this area?
I am. I'm originally from North Fond du Lac.
And you're living and working out in Southern California, the San Diego area, or where is it?
Yes, I actually live in the city of San Marcos, which is in North San Diego County, and I work in Carlsbad, which is just west of San Marcos, and it's right along the beach.
How bad is it out there right now with the wildfires?
Well, from where I live, I haven't been evacuated, although many residents north and south of me have already been. Right now, it's pretty clear above my house, but the smoke really comes and goes. The last couple of days, it's been really bad. Monday morning, we woke up just under a cloud of smoke, and in the last few days, it's been a lot of ash in the air, and it's just kind of blowing everywhere. It almost felt like it was snowing yesterday with
What?
so much ash falling in the air.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's actually pretty scary. A couple of days ago, we were really nervous when we got up on Monday morning. We packed our bags. We were expecting a phone call telling us to evacuate, but thank goodness it didn't come.
So basically, you've got like getaway gear, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, our bags are packed, and Monday morning, the trunks were full, and we were ready to go if we needed to be told to go. We went through the house and kind of put together what was important to us and what we thought we would need if we had to leave.
Yeah, I can't imagine being in a situation like that. Obviously, you're talking about your home here. Do you still go to work? Does your job kind of say, well, it's okay, we understand, we don't expect you to come into work in a situation like this?
Most employers are being very cooperative. My work actually is open, and I've been going in. My husband's has been closed the last few days, so he's been able to stay home and make sure that, if the call did come, he could get out with our daughter and with the cat to make sure that everything was cleared out. But to some degree, life is kind of going on as normal for me right now, with my work being open, and I work real close to home. So that helps. It makes it a lot easier to know that I can get home if I need to. But I feel kind of like I'm in the middle of the calm of the storm right now. It's kind of scary thinking that it could still come, but I'm kind of still going on with life as it normally is.
Now, you talked about a daughter. That's a newborn, isn't it?
She's 10 months old, yes.
So you can't imagine, probably in the future you're going to be telling her at some point, you weren't even a year old and we had to, well, let's hope it doesn't come to it, but we had to evacuate our home because of a fire, so.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I was watching all the TV and all the news and everything on, and it's thinking, wow, this is going to make history probably, what we've gone through here.
Now, they had a fire that was really bad, wildfires that were really bad in California about 4 years ago. That would have been about the time that you moved out there.
Yep, I had been here for a year. I've been in California for 5 years, and it was in late October of 2003 when the last real big fires blew through here. And at that point, they were pretty devastating too. I believe they lost 2,500 homes during that fire, but it was primarily all in one area of the city, or I guess I should say in the county, which was further south and a lot further east of me. And it kind of stayed in that area. This is very different because it seems to be everywhere. It's north of us. It's south of us. It's east of us. It's kind of all around us. We were saying last night, if these kind of all merge, our only place to go is going to be straight to the beach. And there's going to be really no other way out. Now, hopefully it doesn't come to that, but every day we just kind of wait for good news.
Well, we mentioned the fact that you probably had to put together some kind of a getaway package or whatever, but basically, how do you go through your house and determine what can and what can't go with you? Because obviously, everyone has personal effects that they treasure.
Yeah, it was hard, and even after we put together clothes and some of my baby toys that I had when I was a kid that we had brought here for my daughter and some of her things, and we went through the safe and got some old jewelry and our important papers, our insurance papers, and that was kind of it. And after later that night when we got back in and we were just kind of looking around the house, I kind of looked at all my stuff and looked at all the stuff that I would have been without had we actually had to go, and if something would have happened to our house. It's kind of scary. You don't realize how much you have until you have to decide what you'll take and what you won't. And it's really hard. And you're going to forget things that you're going to look back and say, I wish I would have taken that.
Laura, do you have any friends or associates that have lost their homes?
Right now, I have a lot of friends and coworkers and acquaintances that have been evacuated, that had been evacuated the last couple of days. My boss, my husband's boss, a lot of people that we do work with now and had worked with that were evacuated. And at this point, we don't know whether or not anyone has lost their house that we know of. We're guessing, due to the size, the number of homes that have been lost, that we are going to know someone. Because we know people in the areas that live in the areas that the fires have gone through and destroyed so many homes. So we're expecting by the end of this week, we will have talked to someone who's lost their house.
Well, you grew up in the North Fond du Lac area. You get used to, you have snow in the winter. During the spring and summer, there's always a possibility of tornadoes. But now living in Southern California, do you kind of have that in the back of your mind that, you know, we're in an area that can experience this type of fire that is so devastating?
It is. It's actually really scary. And it's really just this time of year that this normally comes up, because the weather is warm and it's really dry. It hasn't rained in so long. And then when these Santa Ana winds start, they're winds that come from the east, so they're warm winds that blow in from the deserts, and they blow toward the ocean, and it's really dry air, and that's usually what starts the fires and keeps them moving, and that's what's pushed them so far close to the beach. And normally, and other times of the year, we get nice, warm, moist air coming in from the water, which keeps everything, you know, kind of cool a little and kind of damp. But with these winds coming in, and it's usually this time of year, the fire 4 years ago was also in late October. So it's really just this time of year that we really have to kind of worry. Normally, you know, I live not too far from the beach. I don't live in the East County where a lot of the fires start. Normally, we're not too worried, but it's really, that's why this one's been very, very unique, because it's come so far west. It's traveled so close to us and so close to the beach in general. It's much different than normal, definitely, right now.
Seems like an obvious question, and I hate to ask you this, but are you scared?
We are, definitely. We are. We feel a little better today, just waking up and actually seeing the sun and a little bit of the blue sky. Yesterday and the day before, it was very, very just smoke-covered in the air. You couldn't even really see the sun. You couldn't really see any of the blue, because it was all just kind of gray. The smoke was just coming through here. So right now, just being able to see the sun and to see the sky makes me feel that we're a little bit safer, and that the fires are a little bit further away from us today.